You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back on Inside Black and Gold. I'm Jeff Nowak. He is Steve Geller. It's mock draft time. We're gonna do it.
Everyone's been waiting forever.
We've been teasing this. Been teasing this one for quite some time. But all right, without further ado, we're gonna start with Steve's. We're gonna go through Steve's here, and then we're gonna hit mine in the final segment, and then we're gonna leave and have you all think about what you've done. All right, so let me share my screen here. We're going to do two rounds because we would do three, but the Saints don't have a third round pick. So I think next time what I want to do is do a trade, like a trade mock. So yeah, that like have one of us trade up, have one of us trade down and kind of see how that develops. But for this one, we're not doing any trades. So we're just doing the first two rounds. We're going to talk through them. But all right, let's get yours up here. So if you want to, if you're listening to this and you'd like to follow along with the actual picks, feel free to go check it out on YouTube. And that'll be a much easier way for you to kind of have an idea of what we're talking about.
Yeah, obviously, with the computer picking, there's some questions in there.
Yeah, remember, we do this on Pro Football Focus. So we don't pick. We're only picking for the Saints. So if you think this is a dumb pick and you're like, well, why would they do this? Keep in mind that we are not making these decisions. So if Zach Strief is mad that we didn't pick a Northwestern offensive tackle, he can take it up with the
PFF for sure.
The PFF, yeah. So just keep that in mind. So this first one, like we did last time, we can go through the list a little bit more. And then because we kind of get an idea of like, okay, Caleb Williams, Drake May. This mock has decided that JJ McCarthy is going to the Patriots. Something about the state of Michigan, these weirdos. So nothing surprising. Caleb Williams, number one, Drake May, number two to the Commanders. But yeah, then instead of Jaden Daniels, you have J.J. McCarthy. Now, in the state of Louisiana, that is just, you know, heresy. You would never hear anyone say that. Now, I don't know. I don't know how it's tough, right? And I've said this previously, because we're in Louisiana, I think we do have kind of a skewed perspective on the belief that Jaden Daniels is a top three quarterback. Right. And that maybe that's not true elsewhere. Maybe that is a very strongly held belief in Louisiana, but New England, maybe that's different. I don't know. That said, I don't buy the JJ McCarthy hype personally.
I'm just shocked that he went over quite a number of other quarterbacks.
Yeah, right. And so I do think it's interesting. And I do think the Patriots have to pick a quarterback or trade. I do not think that, you know, I actually talked to a Patriots fan because I'm in Patriots country right now. And big Patriots fan, like not a kind of, you know, fly by the seat of your pants because he pays really close attention. And he was saying like, I want Marvin Harrison. I was like, really? You don't have a quarterback. Who's going to throw in the ball? And he's like, we'll figure that out. I'm like, will you?
Wow. And Brissette, they trust.
He was big on Marvin Harrison. He wanted Marvin Harrison. And I was surprised, but I think that would be crazy, but we'll see. You know, like either way, I do think that it's going to be quarterback number three, whether it's JJ McCarthy or Jaden Daniels.
Right.
I think if the Patriots pick a guy, pick a quarterback at number three, or they trade down. I just don't see a scenario where you draft a wide receiver at number three without a quarterback.
And to me, I mean, there's no guarantee that Jaden doesn't go number two, and then maybe Drake May goes three to the Patriots. But I do believe 1-2-3 is going to be quarterback.
Right. That's kind of where I'm getting at. Yeah. However you split it up and whoever ends up making those picks, I do think that 1-2-3 is going to be a quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's why the Cardinals taking Marvin Harrison Jr., I think makes sense.
Absolutely.
Now the Chargers are weird, because I think the reason that the JJ McCarthy pick at number three is confusing to me is because I do think that if JJ McCarthy gets to number five, he goes at number five because Jim Harbaugh is going to want his guy.
Really? Huh? Even with obviously Herbert there?
I think you'd maybe trade Herbert.
Damn.
But either way, like, I don't know.
That's a draft hot take. I like that.
But wouldn't you get a killing if you want to kind of reset? And I think the Chargers need to reset.
Oh yeah, you would.
And you really believe in JJ McCarthy?
We mentioned on Sports Talk. You want to talk about cap hell? Look what the Chargers have had to do,
because they haven't done it well. Because they haven't done it with a plan. They've just kind of gone willy nilly. And I do think you know, you're probably not ready to win this year. And what is your best asset that you can? That you can really reset the deck with and get multiple first rounders. You can take your guy, the guy that works with Jim Harbaugh, that Jim Harbaugh loves and can help him install and take over that locker room. And then you can get multiple first rounders, like a team like, you know, maybe even the Patriots, right? Like, what can you get from the Patriots? Can you get number three overall from the Patriots? Draft Marvin Harrison Jr. and JJ McCarthy. Get a second round pick, take Roman Wilson. Like, I don't know. Like, I could see that happening. Either way, this is your mock and I'm taking it over, so I feel bad.
Well, like we said though, PFF kind of like lays it out for us.
In this mock, Rome Odunze goes to the Chargers at number five. The Giants take Malik Nabers at number six. I think that's the right pick for them. I think you need to get Daniel Jones a receiver. Dallas Turner to the Titans at number seven. Joe Alt to the Falcons at number eight. So keep in mind, Jaden Daniels is still on the board. And obviously the Falcons would have been an interesting landing spot for Jaden Daniels, but they've signed Kirk Cousins. So now that would be a real tough one to sell to the fan base.
You could tell them learning behind Kirk, I guess.
Yeah, but you signed Kirk to a 4-year deal.
Right. That's the kind of wild part.
Yeah. So like, instead of getting Kurt Joe Alt, an offensive lineman that can help him immediately, you draft a quarterback who's meant to supplant him.
If you were in
year three of that deal, I would feel differently. You literally just signed him. So that would be a bold, bold move to undermine the quarterback that agreed to come play with you in the same offseason that you signed him. So I think the quarterback is off the table for the Falcons, at least in the first round, maybe third round, right. You know, maybe third, fourth round where you're getting a veteran or a depth guy, because you did trade Desmond Ridder. So you probably do need to get a, you know, so I don't know. But yeah, definitely not Jaden Daniels on the board. Jared Verse to the Bears, Taliese Fuanga to the Jets at number 10, then Jaden Daniels to the Vikings. This makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Quinyon Mitchell to the Broncos at number 12, Brock Bowers to the Raiders at number 13. And I have
been falling to me a lot in mocks.
I have a feeling this is what kind of threw you off and sent you in another direction. Cause I have a feeling you would have gone with Brock if he had gotten one more pick, but instead, for sure. who did you go with and why?
I went on the defensive line instead of tackle. I was like, you know what? DA is a defensive-minded guy. I'm going to go stick with that defense since we just beefed it up recently in free agency at Chase Young, and I wanted to add more to that D-line, a guy I think that could contribute pass rush and run stuff in Byron Murphy II from Texas. But I will say Latham was definitely like right there as well, just decided to mix it up a little and go defense instead.
Yeah, you say you didn't go tackle, but you did go tackle. You just went defensive tackle. And no, I like whether it's a guy like Tavondre Sweat or anybody, like I love the idea of adding another kind of blue chip defensive tackle and having that kind of Brian Brzee, first round D tackle pairing, like really kind of feast. Cause like you got to build, you know, you can win a lot of different ways, but one of the most consistent ways you've seen teams win at a high level is by pressuring the quarterback, right?
Oh, man.
And, you know, like there's a lot of mobile quarterbacks now that make it a little more difficult. But the fact of the matter is if you can crush a quarterback in the pocket and force him to have to beat you at the edges of the field, you're going to win a lot of games that way, particularly in the NFC South, because you're going to have to go beat Kirk Cousins and Baker Mayfield, right? Like that's – so I don't hate that idea of really kind of beefing up, making it so they cannot run, and then forcing them in third and medium, third and long, and feasting that way. So I agree. It's going to take a lot of cojones to send that card up their defensive tackle, because it's not going to be a popular pick, and everyone's gonna hate it. But I don't hate the idea.
Although I wonder that too with Saints fans. You know, talk about complaining. If they end up going offensive lineman again, are people going to flip out about that?
No, because I think people have kind of come around to the fact that that it's a need. It's a need. But defensive tackle, you don't. It's more of a luxury pick than a need pick, because you went first round defensive tackle last year.
Correct. Right.
But those are tough. Like defensive tackles, you know, you can find defensive tackles in the second, third, fourth round, but not those like top end defensive tackles. Like you look at Aaron Donald and he retired, right? 10 years in, he retired. Like the careers aren't that long. You don't have a ton of time to develop them. There's only so many like 300-pound dancing bears on the planet, you know. And Aaron Donald was number 11, 12. Like he was not a top five, top 10 pick. So you can find guys in that range. You can find those elite guys in that range, because like we just talked about, a lot of times teams will get too caught up in, it's not a sexy pick.
Right.
You know, but you need those.
You think about all those teams now kicking themselves for once in a generational talent in an Aaron Donald, like you're talking about. I'm obviously not saying, you know, Byron's that way.
Right.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So let's just go kind of run through the rest of this round. Saints don't pick again until 45.
A lot of tackles start going now.
Yeah, Saints don't pick again until 45, so we can just kind of run through these. But yeah, so you didn't go offensive tackle, and if you felt like, hey, we can just wait till 45 and try to get this guy, yeah, you were kicking yourself now, because 15, J.C. Latham goes to the Colts. Terrion Arnold, cornerback from Alabama, goes to the Seahawks. Then two tackles in a row. Toi Fatanu out of Washington goes to the Jags. George's Amarius Mims goes to the Bengals. Another cornerback, Nate Wiggins, to the Rams. Olu Fashanu, which he's a guy who I've heard a lot in the top 10. And this one, he drops all the way to 20. I think you're going to have a hard time passing on Olu if he gets there at 14. But goes to the Steelers at 20. Brian Thomas Jr. to the Dolphins at 21. Cooper DeJean to the Eagles. Tyler Guyton, another tackle, to the Vikings. Leitu Latu to the Cowboys. Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver out of Texas, goes to the Packers. Jackson Powers Johnson, really highly touted interior line prospect, can play all three spots, goes to the Bucs at 26. They desperately need offensive linemen, interior linemen specifically, so that makes sense. Darius Robinson goes in the first round. This is one that I'm interested. He could go – I could see him going as high as top 15. He ends up at 27. I know you did a mock the other day that had him at 45. So like, I think
I couldn't believe it.
The variation on him is really interesting.
Yes.
Jajon Newton, another D tackle, goes to the Bills. Chop Robinson, another guy I'm kind of mixed on, goes to the Lions at 29. Kool-Aid McKinstry to the Ravens at 30. Graham Barton to the 49ers, another tackle. And then Kingsley.
Yeah, I don't know much about Graham.
I don't either. These kind of middle tier guys are tougher to gauge. And then Kingsley Suamataya,
great pronunciation, BYU,
goes to the other guest, goes to the Chiefs. So that's the end of the first round. Then Panthers start off with Ennis Rakestraw Jr. And keep in mind, Panthers, worst team in the NFL, have not made a pick yet.
Right.
Isn't that crazy? Like you think like, wow, what's the benefit of being the worst team in the NFL?
Oh, we got the top pick.
We got the top pick in the second round. Yeah. Great. Enjoy it, Ennis Rakestraw Jr.
And that's the pick they make here, right?
It's a fun name. I'm going to enjoy saying Ennis Rakestraw. And they need defensive backs. They need to rebuild their defense. They traded Brian Burns. You know, it's clear that their emphasis in free agency has been to build up the offense and the team around Bryce Young, which is the correct approach. But that just means you have to invest draft assets in defensive players. So anyway, Florida State's Keon Coleman goes to the Patriots. Xavier Worthy, the fast guy, goes to the Cardinals. They just love their fast dudes. They don't have Hollywood Brown anymore, so that makes sense. Safety Tyler Newbin to the Commanders. Wide receiver Troy Franklin to the Chargers at number 37 overall. Braylon Trice, edge rusher out of Washington, goes to the Titans. Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker, goes to the Panthers. So they traded up with the Giants. That's the Brian Burns pick that they just added. TJ Tampa, cornerback at Iowa State, goes to Washington. Jordan Morgan, another tackle. I was thinking he might drop to 45 because I think if he's there at 45, that's a really good tackle pick you can make. He's with the Packers at 41. Chris Braswell, edge rusher out of Alabama, goes to the Texans at 42. Kamari Lassiter, cornerback out of Georgia, goes to the Falcons. Peyton Wilson, NC State linebacker, goes to the Raiders. At number 45, the Saints select.
Dun, dun, dun. I think Saints fans rejoice right now.
You got to say it. This is an audio podcast.
Michael Penix from Washington is headed to the New Orleans Saints, courtesy of the trade from Sean Payton going to the Denver Broncos. So a pick 45, did Saints get a quarterback? More talent to compete in the QB room.
Yeah, I don't hate this pick. It's tough because, you what do you do with the guy? So you now have four quarterbacks. But I do think that you probably do need to start if you really like Michael Penix and he's there.
Right.
I think you could definitely sell me on it. That said, there's a lot of intriguing names still on the board here.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd have to tell me, well, no, we don't need Mike Sanders still. We don't need the top slot corner in the draft, even though he's available. We don't need Roman Wilson, who I would argue is a first-round prospect, a wide receiver in any other draft. And this is just a draft with a ton of first-round wide receiver talent. He's a Senior Bowl guy. The Saints got a good look at him. He was feasting at the Senior Bowl. Hmm. So, that's and then Bo Nix is still there too.
I panicked over Nix.
Yeah, you could tell me that they are in love with either guy. I think lefty hurts Penix more than helps him. Cause like when you're talking, like it's silly, but at the same time, everything flips when you have a left-handed quarterback. Your right tackle becomes your left tackle because your right tackle is now the blind side, And I think it's just, it's not for nothing. Like it does change things. And so if you're asking it's hard to have a lefty quarterback be your backup quarterback for a right-handed quarterback.
That's interesting, right?
No, seriously, because he's going to go in the game and suddenly everything has to flip. And like you can practice that and it's not the end of the world, but it does require a lot of changes for how you operate. And so like that's a lot of work for the – I don't think it's going to prevent you from drafting a Michael Penix.
Sure. No, it's obviously the biggest question with him is his health.
Yeah. Right. He doesn't have clean medicals.
No.
And so, that's, I don't think it's going to prevent you from drafting a guy either, but it is a factor. So we don't need to go through the rest of the second round. Nothing particularly exciting, but how do you feel about your picks?
Definitely felt like my second round was more for the fans than anything. I'm not sure if obviously, just because I don't know what the future for Penix really holds in the NFL, and just surprised to really see him having dropped so far when he was considered a lock for the first round before the college football playoff, definitely, and then seemed to just plummet afterwards. And like the pick on the defensive line for sure, just for the fact that, like I mentioned to you, defense is Dennis Allen's main bag. And if you want to create that dominant feel around this squad, I think you have a better chance on that defensive side of the ball than you do offensively, obviously.
And again, I agree, like in the sense that when you can't stop the run, you can't stop anything.
Yeah.
And I think there were too many games this past season where the Saints were not good enough against the run. And you can say, well, Breeze is going to get better.
Really?
Yeah. Well, and you've invested in that position, right? Like you've rebuilt the defensive interior. I think Colin Saunders, Nathan Shepard got better as the season went on. I think Brazil got better as the season went on. So you could also sell me on the fact that it's like, hey, we think we have the bodies here and we just need to continue to play well like we did late in the year. But that said, you did lose Malcolm Roach. There should be some rotational space to be had. So I agree with that. So again, defensive tackle Byron Murphy II out of Texas at number 14, then quarterback Michael Penix at number 45 out of Washington would be the top two picks there. I don't hate them. You could definitely sell me on that route. Anything you want to add before we move on?
No, just looking forward, obviously, coming up eventually, LSU's pro day, and just want to see more of what Jaden Daniels is going to do, because he didn't really nothing at the combine.
Yeah, it's funny, these mock drafts, right? I think the mock drafts get a lot more caught up in like, oh, he didn't work out, so I don't have any information. And so yeah, I'm going to drop him, even though it's like, that's not what teams are going to do. As annoyed as they are, because it's like, none of the top quarterbacks worked out. What does Jaden have to prove? You want to hide him?
Some of the mock draft simulators are absolutely absurd, and that's I found PFF was like at least a little bit more in the realm that I thought was realistic.
Yeah, don't get too worked up about like, I don't agree with this, because it's a thought exercise. That's all.
But like number one on whatever site it was, all of a sudden you had Marvin Harrison Jr. going number one. I'm like, that's not gonna happen. Come on.
But all right, let's wrap this segment up. I'm Jeff Nowak. He's Steve Geller. We just went through Steve's mock draft, Byron Murphy, Michael Penix at 14 and 45, respectively. We're going to come back and go through my mock draft. Keep locked up inside Black and Gold.